Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. The Reverend Doug Gribenaw is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16, beginning at verse 19. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will be they convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. It's always wise to quote Shakespeare. People automatically think you're smarter than you are. But no, Shakespeare has a good point here. Calling something by any other name doesn't really change the reality of what it is. And here we have a wonderful example of a nameless and for a purpose. See, our Lord recalls this parable, the lives and the deaths of two men. Lazarus and a certain rich man. One Christ names, the other he leaves nameless. And our Lord is certainly not careless with language. It is for a reason. See, in the Hebrew mind, in the way in which that culture worked, and of course we find it in the Old Testament especially, the Hebrew names have meaning, and they are connected intimately with the lives of that person. We have, for instance, Lazarus, the name that means one whom God helps. And an irony then that this certain beggar, who was full of sores and laid at the rich man's gate, is the one named He whom God helps. In truth, I expect that Lazarus perhaps didn't agree with the name at times. But on the other hand, I have also found, perhaps you too, that those who have the least in this world, who've not been seduced by false security and the hollow pleasures, often exhibit the strongest faith, the greatest trust in God. The other man, the rich man, is not given a name. He is known, rather, by his fine clothes, his sumptuous feasts. He is the rich man. His identity is his wealth. It is the pleasures of the world that he enjoyed, the sumptuous feasts in which he indulged with great excess every day. So still, why is he not given a name? Why does our Lord not tell us who this rich man is? Certainly there must be a Hebrew name, he who is rich. I think on the other hand, though, that the rich man's not given a name because he has far too many already. He stands in the place where our old Adam is. His name is Doug. It's Holly, it's Sam, it's Leo, it's everyone in my family and everyone in yours as well. The old Adam, enticed by the baubles and the glitz and the glamour of this mortal life, enjoying the safety and security of house, of banking accounts, of a safe job. In and of themselves, these are not bad things. They are God's gifts to you. His first article gifts, house, home, clothing, shoes, wife, and children. But the old Adam within, like the rich man, revels in the world's pleasures. This is, of course, recounted and spoken to the Pharisees, to whom our Lord is addressing, the lovers of money, the ridiculed Christ, but spoken to you and I. The warning given, is it to condemn rich people? Is it wealth and the love of money? Yes, but no. Is it the gross indulgence in worldly pleasures? Yes, but no. Is it the indifference to the poor? Yes, but no. Because each of these failings is but a symptom of that illness, deep-seated corruption within. For what condemns this rich man, what condemns the old Adam in each of us, is the refusal to hear God's word. Even if the rich man had lived differently, his fate would have remained the same. Indeed, to do good and to distribute, they are good things, but are not salvific. Such good and righteous deeds are for the believer the fruit of the Spirit, the good works that flow from faith. Faith comes from hearing, hearing through the word of Christ. I say this for when the rich man pleaded with Abraham to send Lazarus to his five brothers, that Lazarus may testify to them, Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." But be not misled. Abraham is not speaking of the law, of the Ten Commandments, of God's directives for how one is to live in this life. Though likely, I expect, that is what the rich man heard. Abraham is instead speaking of the fullness of God's word, of Moses and the prophets. The gospel for this Abraham, the father of faith, this Abraham who believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness before he had ever done a work. Abraham who was declared righteous, justified by faith in God's word, in the promise of the gospel, the promise of the Messiah who is to come, justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. Certainly not discounting the law. The law does have its purpose, to reveal that sin to you, to show the great need you have for the Savior. But it is the gospel, this word concerning Christ, to which your hearts and your minds must be set. For no matter the situation, in this life. Be ye rich or poor, clothed or naked, satisfied or hungry, strong or weak. You can do nothing to merit salvation. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. Before God, you are penniless and destitute, a beggar before the true rich man, the one who gladly welcomes you into his home, to feed you, not with crumbs that fall from his table, but with that heavenly, eternal feast. You are a beggar before Christ, and blessed are you whose name is Lazarus, the one whom God helps by his means of grace, who makes you an heir in his kingdom, in the waters of holy baptism, who gives you forgiveness, life, and salvation in his true body and most precious blood. So, brothers and sisters, Lazarus, us all, do not fear. For in all tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, you are more than conquerors through Christ who loves you. He is the love of God made manifest, and in his perfect love it casts out all fear. Be not afraid to confess your sin, to own it, but let it not own you. Let them be his, and let his righteousness, his gift to you, be what you cling to. For in him there is forgiveness, and in him there is confidence in the day of judgment. Turn away from the worldly pleasures that might silence the old Adam within. Do not rely on your own strength or your own wits. Do not be so proud as to stop your ears to his word. But be beggars before Christ. Cast yourself at his gate and hear his gospel. You are mine. And thanks be to God. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.